As you may have heard earlier, at least 53 people are now dead as a result of the wildfires that have swept across Hawaii's Maui Island and left much of the historic city of Lahaina in ruins. The fires, fanned by high winds from a nearby hurricane, broke out on Tuesday. Jamie Brown, a resident of Lahaina, spoke to ABC News and explained how he was forced to leave his home.
Got home about 4 o'clock yesterday from work, smoke in town. My son and his girlfriend and two kids were at the house, and we evacuated immediately. No cell phone coverage, no internet, no way to contact the outside world. And we got to this side of the island about midnight last night, my wife and dog, and slept in the parking lot at Whole Foods. Woke up this morning and got on our phones to pictures of our house. Just down to the slab. Nothing but smoke.
Hawaii's Governor Josh Green said plans were being put in place to house the homeless in hotels and other tourist properties. And he said the number of deaths could climb further.
We are seeing loss of life here. As you know, the number has been rising and we will continue to see loss of life. We also have seen many hundreds of homes destroyed. And that's going to take a great deal of time to recover from. But that's why we come together. We come together to give comfort to people, and we will prevail.
The fires are now being described as the worst natural disaster in Hawaii's history. Alice Lee is chair of Maui County Council.
I can't minimize anything about this. This is probably the worst disaster that Maui has ever experienced. And I was born and raised here, so I've been here all my life, and I've never seen this degree of destruction. Before this happened, I would say the worst destruction occurred when we had a tsunami, you know, like a tidal wave tsunami back in the late 60s, 1960s. But other than that and a few hurricanes since then, we haven't seen this level of destruction.
There have been significant wildfires in many parts of the globe this year. This week, extensive damage was caused in Portugal, while Greece is once again on high alert. There have also been large fires in Canada and across eastern Russia, while widespread fires in Algeria killed more than 30 people last month. Kieran Nugent is a regional inspector with the Forestry Service, and he's a board member of the International Association of Wildland Fire. He joins us on the line. Kieran, thanks for talking to us this morning. We know that every summer there are wildfires, but are they a particular problem this year?
We're seeing fires, the level of fires, the scale of fires and the intensity of fires increasing. And this is in line with climate change projections. The climate projections, the IPCC reports, have all shown this, and the science has predicted this. And we're seeing that now playing out in landscapes. Absolutely tragic outcomes here in terms of the loss of life, the scale of this. And we've seen this, unfortunately, in lots of different landscapes, lots of different countries in the last few years. And the systems and the structures that we have for dealing with these types of disasters are now changing to adapt to this and to try and improve on this. So it is a really difficult, very complex area for to try and work with.
Mm-hmm. We know that in Maui there's a particular problem because there's a hurricane nearby and the wildfires are being fanned by that. Why are some fires so difficult to control?
It just comes down to the location and the particular mixture of factors. Fires have many different factors. It's not just the fire and the wind. There's a lot of landscape level factors involved, the vegetation, the type of vegetation, the flammability, the region that the fire takes place in. So Mediterranean type countries will have vegetation that's adapted to fire, pyrophilic vegetation that it wants to burn, but will burn very well. Pine forests, types of shrubs and so on that burn really well. And when we accelerate the environment that they're in, the weather environment, or the climate changes, the seasonal changes, all of these things kick in. we can have extreme fire events happen very quickly. And we saw that in Portugal in 2017. We saw it in Australia in 2020 and 2021. And again, this particular mixture here on that particular on that island, in that particular locality, there were cane fields, there were types of vegetation. The makeup of the housing, the structures involved, the layout of those, all of those factors come into play. If you have very flammable old buildings, and again, in proximity to flammable vegetation and communities doing their thing in that type of landscape, and I'm not aware, you can have very fast events. And that particular hurricane, that's a catastrophic mixture of wind, fuels, all of the ingredients for catastrophe. And I think on those types of island environments as well, you'll have communities basically in the lee, on the drier parts of the island is generally where you see those bigger communities established, and the landscape again plays a huge part in this. So it's just the mixture of factors there are just catastrophic then when fire is brought into the mix.
Are these fires, I mean, apart from costing lives, from ruining the land and destroying property, are they also releasing a large amount of carbon into the atmosphere?
So the fires are they're contributed to by climate change to a degree. About 30% of the fire outcomes are related to climate itself. And the fires themselves, these very large scale fires, these are now climate contributors in their own right. So just for example, in Canada this season, we've seen almost 6,000 fires, 5,500 fires since June. And they've burned 13.5 million hectares approximately. That's about 4% of the forest cover of Canada. And the net output of those in terms of climate emissions is about 290 million tons of carbon. So that's a huge amount. Canada, that's almost half of Canada's total carbon outputs. In those terms, that is definitely an emission and a contributing emission. But also then you see the smoke from those scales of fires. That type of fire can emit smoke over very, very long distances. We saw the impact in the United States and in some of the Canadian cities this summer. And we even saw that smoke crossing the Atlantic and arriving into European airspace. And that smoke is now, that's a global emission. That's a global issue. So these fires do have outcomes. And in terms of we have to manage them, and we have to start to think in different ways to manage these fires at that scale, and to intervene at the right points with management.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That was Kieran Nugent. He's a regional inspector with the Forestry Service and also a board member of the International Association of Wildland Fire. The time is 29 minutes to 9.